in Hebrews 11. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Deuteronomy says, I'll turn my face away from them because they have no faith. That's a whole lot more than it takes it to please. That means, like, if you don't have any, you are in trouble, right? And I think about our lives and how we focus on so many things in our lives. And yet, how much time do we spend building up, quote, building up faith in our lives? Well, Mark, what are you talking about? How do you do that? Well, obviously, we all know faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, right? So one way that you do that is you build yourself up by reading, and not just reading, meditating on, talking to God about, quote, scripture, the book, what's been given to us. And then as you begin to learn that, you begin to see so much more. You begin to see how you work these things, how it applies in your life. You look at Jesus and go, how did he do that? Well, he saw what can't be seen. He saw the faith. He heard the Father. He and the Father agreed together. The picture was there. He spoke exactly what he said in John 14. He said, the words that I speak to you, I speak not of myself. They're the Father's words, and the Father does his works. You can sit around and meditate on that for years and years and just keep increasing in that knowledge, and that faith will continue to get, you know, Jesus said that if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can tell the mountain to move from here to there, and it will move. And he didn't stop there. He said, and no thing will be impossible to you. Julie and I have this conversation frequently. In fact, we had it this morning. You know, you have a choice to believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that these things are accurately recorded, and that he would never lie, because he is the truth. He is all of reality. So he ought to know whether or not anything's impossible. And yet, I mean, is that right? Yes. And yet we come up against things all the time. How many times do you hear people say, well, that's just impossible? And you're going, yeah, I know what you mean, but listen to what you said. Well, I'm not going to walk around saying that's possible. Well, okay, then for you it won't be, because it's only possible to the ones who believe. You understand what I'm saying? And you're going, well, that's just too simple. No, it's not. It's not too simple. It's exactly that simple. It's just real hard. Well, Mark, you shouldn't say that. I heard that. Yes, I should, because that's true, because you're telling all of the things around you. You are just like Jesus. You are looking not at what's seen. You're looking at what is unseen and saying that that's more real than what is being seen, and that I can take what is there in existence, God himself, and change water into wine. I can speak to a tree and come back the next morning and it's withered up from the root. We would have just like burned it or something, you know? How can you do that? Because you understand. And you can't get there if you won't go there. I'll say that for you slowly. You can't get there if you won't go there. You have to push it. I think of this every day when I think about Jubilee and the things that God shows me about what and why and how and all these things. That idea, again, I tell you over and over, avant-garde, what is that? The foremost position. How do you get there? You push the envelope. You push the envelope. You can't ever be that point of the spear if you're back at the back, right? And people say, you know, I've had people tell me, you know, you're just crazy. I don't believe what you believe. I've had people tell me that. And I'm going, I get it. I don't blame you. But I am what I am. And I don't think Jesus lied. I think the problem is I haven't reached that point to where what is not seen is more real than what is seen. Because when I do, you're going to see it too. That's what we call manifestation. I was sharing with Peter. Oh, let's take a quick commercial message. Peter and I have been going back and forth some. I haven't caught y'all up in a while. Things are going very well. We thought Evelyn would be back, and some of you know what that means, from Uganda. She was Peter's right-hand man, lady, his girl Friday. And she had gone to Uganda and stayed, was running an orphanage. The people that had the orphanage decided that they were going to go to America. And they said they would send funds, but they didn't. So they had to shut it down. So she was left without anything and was trying to get back. And at the border between Uganda and Kenya, she was robbed. She had her cell phone and her money taken. So she had no money and no way to contact people. And she was stuck there just inside the border of Kenya. A lady befriended her. She was able to use her phone, that lady's phone. She got in touch with Peter. We were all excited about getting Evelyn back because she is a workhorse. She is like the executive assistant to everything Peter does. And she was also a best friend of Faith, who is, of course, the face of the water bottling plant. So we thought it would be last week. There were some things came up. It's probably going to be another week or so. They're in a meeting over in Homa Bay right now. Peter is very excited. Things have gotten firm enough to where he's realizing that he has no idea what he's doing. That's funny. It's okay. I can laugh. You know how that is. I mean, he's gotten, you know, it's hurry up and wait for 2 years almost, right? And then all of a sudden stuff starts happening. And then he has no transportation. And then God provides the transportation. And now, and all of a sudden things are just going crazy. And he's hired five people. And you got all this stuff going on. And now you're looking around going, well, are we making any money? I mean, we're cash flowing some. We got lots of orders. But are we, how's our business really doing? And I've been waiting for him to ask me that for a long time. So anyway, we've gone back and forth. I said, I'd really like to know when you get some time if all the figures that we worked on for the business plan for all this stuff, if they're actually working. Were we right? You know, I took all the information he would give me and I went and looked up and researched a lot of stuff and we came up with the whole thing. Is it, were we right? You know, when you're an entrepreneur, you don't know till you look at the profit loss stuff, right? So we've gone back and forth with some of that. He is very excited. They have a 4-day thing going on when he gets back. We're going to dig into that. And when Evelyn gets back, she will be a big help in pulling all that stuff together. So we went through a lot of these things again. So all that to say, things are not just going well. They are looking up. Don't forget